Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, March the 8th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump plans to enact tariffs on imported steel and aluminum today. Also on our nationwide rundown, immigrant rights advocates slam the administration's sanctuary state lawsuit. Florida passes a sweeping gun bill, and a child rape survivor tells her story. Topping our news, more than 100 Republican lawmakers implored President Trump to drop plans for stiff and sweeping steel and aluminum tariffs. The New York Times reports that comes as the White House prepared to formalize the measures this afternoon. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the tariffs would go into effect in 15 to 30 days. He told the Fox Business Network the proclamation will have a clause that does not impose these tariffs immediately on Canada and Mexico. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' new lawsuit against California's so-called sanctuary state laws is drawing withering criticism from lawmakers and groups that support immigrant rights.
Sessions says California is violating the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which says federal laws take precedence. But State Attorney General Xavier Becerra says the Constitution only requires the state to follow the law, not to enforce federal immigration policy.
We're prepared to deal with this. We've had to deal with the Trump administration's attack on our state for trying to engage in public safety and not have our resources commandeered by the federal government to coerce us to do their bidding on immigration enforcement and deportation.
The lawsuit challenges several state laws. One forbids local cops from alerting immigration agents when detainees are about to be released unless the people have been convicted of a crime taken from a list of about 400 felonies. Another makes it a crime for business owners to help ICE agents find undocumented workers. And a third law creates a program to inspect federal detention centers, which have been plagued by claims of neglect and abuse. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Now to the Sunshine State, where Florida state lawmakers have given final passage to a gun safety package that raises the legal age for buying rifles and imposes a 3-day waiting period on all firearm sales. Tremell Gomes reports the measure also allows the arming of some public school personnel.
Wednesday's passage of Senate Bill 7026 came after more than 8 hours of emotional debate. While including a number of key gun restrictions, Republicans wouldn't pass one of the primary demands of students and activists, a ban on assault-style weapons. Andrew Pollock's daughter was killed in the February 14th massacre at a high school in Parkland. He says more needs to be done.
My precious daughter Meadow's life was taken, and there's nothing I can do to change that. But make no mistake, I'm a father and I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to ensure that I am the last dad to ever read a statement of this kind.
The bill now heads to Governor Rick Scott's desk. Scott has not said whether he will sign it.
President Trump has publicly supported arming teachers who are properly trained as a way of hardening schools against gun violence. The National Rifle Association opposed most of the bill, with the exception of arming teachers in schools. The state of North Carolina has come a long way in improving its air quality in recent decades, but is it far enough? We get some perspective now from Stephanie Carson.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds even short-term exposure to air pollution below current standards can lead to premature death. Rachel McIntosh-Kostrinsky with Clean Air Carolina says while further reducing air quality standards would come at a cost to the public and private sector, it's worth it in the long run.
We at Clean Air Carolina want to make sure that we're doing the most to actually help and promote public policy that could get behind this. Not only are we saving lives, which is always a positive, but health effects are actually an economic incentive as well.
This issue and others is among those being discussed today at the annual NC Breathe Conference coordinated by Clean Air Carolina. Today, leaders from academia and state government will converge to discuss ways to engage communities in the state in the quality of air and importance of collecting data on its quality.
There are 23 particulate matter monitors run by the state. Clean Air Carolina is in the process of working to place low-cost monitors in every county. And finally, Brooke Hubbard was sexually abused by her father from age 3 until puberty. Dan Hyman tells us her life can help us understand these kinds of cases.
She says when she traveled from her mother's home in West Virginia to where her father lived in Jackson, Ohio, the abuse would often start in the car. She cries when talking about how her father made her pose for him in a bikini when in a hotel on vacation in Virginia Beach.
I think part of me died that day. I didn't want to take the pictures. And he said there was only two ways up the balcony if I wanted to go through the door. I had a smile for the camera. Part of me had to die to get that smile on my face.
One of the worst parts of the story for Brooke is that when she finally told the Jackson police, it seemed like nothing happened. The police say they turned the case over to an investigator with Child Protection. That investigator did not return multiple calls. For Brooke, it took years to even understand what was making her cry and rage and what was keeping her awake for days on end. She says she was kicked out of college and misdiagnosed for much of her 20s.
By the way, Hubbard says she finally started to get back on track thanks to a psychiatrist. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.